Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Wednesday. This is the Positive Truth. We're bringing you uplifting and positive news. Tim, how are you today?
I am doing well, sir. How are you?
Oh, you know. I am homeworking.
For about 3 days straight, it feels like.
Yeah, pretty much. But I can tell you how to take radians, how to turn radians into degrees, how to turn those degrees into find the sine and cosine of a radiant circle, and then use that to plug into a graph to find the sine and cosine of a graph. It's pretty cool.
Sounds amazing, JP. It sounds amazing.
How are you, Tim?
Man, I am doing great. I'm awake, getting ready to head to the doctor here in a little bit, you know, just living life.
Why are you going to the doctor?
You know, just a checkup appointment, you know.
That's a good thing, Tim. I read, you know, when you did the healthcare series, Americans have the least amount of physician appointments. I think I've been to the doctor or a physician, like twice. In the past decade.
Yo, this literally is my second time going to the doctor in the past decade, probably. That's not like a hospital or what's it called, urgent care or something.
Is this something Edna's having you do?
Absolutely.
See? That's precisely why people that are in relationships live longer than single people, because you have someone to look out for you every single day.
You are not lying. You speak the truth.
Well, good job, Edna. Always winning the positive truth.
That's what's up. Good job, Edna.
Tim, you have three news stories?
Yes, sir.
I have five, so I'll kick it off.
Word.
And, you know, since I'm kicking it off, I might as well talk about how Kenya is kicking self-defense classes. So what they're doing is Kenya has self-defense classes where they're teaching women basically to fight off sexual assault, and it's a empowerment self-defense program, and it slashed rate by 51% in Kenya.
Man, that's what's up.
I tried to do that better where I tried to use kick as a pun, but I'm a little tired at the moment.
Yo, I enjoyed it. I was like, all right, that worked for sure. I bet if you would have had like 15 more minutes to like wake up, that would have been so smooth though.
I doubt it. I really do.
Word, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring up my first news story. Do you know, actually, I know you know, who Dwayne The Rock Johnson is?
I'm the most electrifying man in sports entertainment today.
Indubitably. Dang, we just said that joke before air, and it sounded so much better than it did right now. Oh, man. Well, man, the story that I have about him was actually pretty cool. So there's this lady, basically The Rock received an email by a lady named, cannot remember her name, I'm sorry. But anyways, it's about a lady named Judy, who's a mother of five, and she's a grandmother of 17. She's currently in hospice care for stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So while she's in this hospice, she, you know, her daughters and her kids and grandkids and stuff come visit her. Well, one day her daughter took a picture of her. And when she took a picture of her, she had this big old Rock cutout, you know, back in his wrestling days. So he's in the extra short, tight, like tights or whatever, Speedo looking things. And, you know, the grandmother's holding his hand and they took a picture or whatever. Daughter sends an email to The Rock, basically letting The Rock know what's going on and just wanted The Rock to say something, you know, positive and nice to his mom. So The Rock, being a busy man, you know, is in all kind of movies and doing all kind of things for the world. he decided to go to his Instagram page, which, you know, it only took him 36 seconds to make this video. That's the reason why I think it's so awesome. He's using his fame for the right reasons, and he made a short little video that you guys can check out on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. Basically, in the video, he's telling her to stay strong. You're a sexy tiger. We're all sending your family love and light during this time. And he's extremely grateful. This kind of stuff will always be the best part of fame. I mean, it's a cool 36-second video if you guys want to check it out. I really respect The Rock even more for it.
Yeah, The Rock's Instagram is always cool. Did you see the one he did where you know how The Rock works out all the time?
Yeah.
In case you haven't noticed looking at him. So he has the one on his Instagram page is the guy that was born with like a half of one arm, one finger, and no legs, and he was working out with him.
No, I haven't seen that. I'm going to have to go check it out.
Yeah, The Rock's Instagram is always cool.
Super positive, for sure.
I have to make fun of the dude. You know, as a kid, he was like my favorite wrestler, mostly because of his mouth.
Right.
I feel like the trash talk is the funniest part. Like, just the ridiculous things they would say to each other. So whenever The Rock wrestled, he had like the most electrifying move in sports entertainment, and it's basically just an elbow drop.
He sold it, man. He sold it. I know when I was a kid, I was trying to do that to everybody, thinking I was going to take everybody out and stuff.
Oh, me too. So that's like, we all bought it, but it's so funny. Watching retrospect, you go back and watch those old wrestling moves, like he gets on top of, like he stands over someone and everyone stands up. He like does all this running and it's just an elbow drop.
Runs across the body a few times, you know.
It's kind of like the Hulk Hogan leg drop. Like, what is so special about this, man? And if you try to do that on not a mat, like on a hard surface, like the little leg drop is going to hurt your booty, man, for real.
JP is critiquing the mess out of... I hope The Rock is listening. I hope you're listening right now.
I hope you're not listening. I do not want to be rock bottom.
Touche.
Hey, it's my turn.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, we're in Oklahoma. Have you ever seen a rattlesnake?
Yeah, once.
Where at, Tim?
I couldn't even tell you, to be honest. I know it got killed pretty quick, too, though. I was young, man. I might have been like a lake or something. I was like in third grade, maybe. Who knows? I don't know if it was a rattlesnake now that I think about it. It was a big snake. Just not thought about it. I was like, I was young. I can't say it was a rattlesnake. I thought it was a rattlesnake at the time. I remember telling everyone.
Was it rattling? Does it make a rattling sound?
Nah, man. It really wasn't. I was just scared. I might have just told everybody it was a rattlesnake, you know, because I was a kid. And I think I just got it stuck in my head saying it was a rattlesnake. So maybe I haven't seen one. Who knows?
Okay. Well, new research at the University of Arizona is experimenting with new therapy to treat rattlesnake bites. Basically, Dr. Nielsen hopes this once it's ready for humans, the therapy will be administered like an EpiPen, injected into the snake bite victim in the field to buy the person valuable time to get to the hospital. Because what rattlesnake venom does is it attacks the nervous system and interferes with the normal function of blood. Causes like blood clotting, which can lead to like heart attack and stroke, which is a bad thing. So what his EpiPen does is it inhibits clotting and called anticoagulation, causing excessive bleeding. But the thing is that excessive bleeding is going to help fight back the venom while people can get to the hospital. Because most of the time when people get bitten by a rattlesnake, they're out in the middle of nowhere. So it takes time to get to a hospital. And I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. That is kind of dope, man. It's just going to be the size of a little pen thing that you just stick in your arm or your leg or something.
Pulp Fiction.
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction in so long.
Oh, man. I have a funny story about a mutual friend of ours about Pulp Fiction.
It's our mutual friend live in Dallas.
Nah, this is a tall one with a box cut.
Got you.
Anyway, continue.
Oh, well, man, I got a short one, really. So, Gucci, you've heard of Gucci, right?
The rapper or the...
The Italian fashion company. I apologize. I apologize.
Hey, just trying to keep up, man.
Hey, you did well. You did well, for sure. So check this out. Gucci just announced this week that they will no longer be using animal fur in their products.
Oh, good job.
Exactly, man. It's going to start the spring-summer of the 2018 collection. And the coolest thing about the story, which is pretty much over after this, all the remaining products that they have that are animals products or whatever, they're going to donate them. They're going to auction them off, and all proceeds will go to a nonprofit organization for human rights. Two of them, actually. I had the names of them and I can't find them. The Humane Society of the United States and the Italian Animal Protection Organization.
Gucci is originally from Italy, like that company?
Yes, sir.
Didn't know that either.
Yeah, man. That's where all the fashion's at.
See, why do we have people buying fur coats for fashion in 2017 anyway?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, when you got, like, big-name brands out there like Gucci selling them, people are going to want them. So I think it's dope that they stop selling them. As soon as they stop, everybody else isn't going to want them.
It's kind of ironic because fur is only, it's meant to be worn on the other, like, fur on the inside. Does that make any sense?
And like, yeah. Instead of showing it off?
Yeah.
I hear you. It's supposed to keep you warm, not necessarily a fashion statement.
Not at all a fashion statement.
Agreed.
But anyway, what else? Good job, Gucci.
What do you got for us?
Well, you're involved in high school, so I'm going to do this one. So there's a high school, right? It's called Vintage High School in Napa Valley, California. Do you get that, Tim? Vintage?
Vintage. Got you.
I mean, do you get the joke?
Vintage in Napa High School?
Yeah.
I mean, Napa. Nah, I don't get it. Oh. At all. It went right over my head.
All right, so Napa Valley is called Wine Country. And a vintage is the year a wine's made. So if you have like a 2012 bottle, the vintage is 2012. So Vintage High School basically means like, it, in being in Napa, basically means like, you know how each student is like, they graduate each year. Like we graduate in 2007. We're vintage 2007.
Ah, okay.
It's like a pun slash a throwback to Napa Valley wine since they're in Napa.
Yeah, I definitely didn't get that, but it's giggle worthy.
The first time Bougie JP has appeared on the podcast.
Yo, I had no idea what you were. I was like, how does he know this stuff? Oh man.
Oh, because you know I sell it to, you know, pay my bills.
Touche.
Shout out to everybody that tips appropriately.
Shout out to everybody that tipped appropriately. I like that.
Well, anyway, they have the Vintage High School. They have a small farm on it where they teach, you know, kids can have a farm class. But, you know, the fires happened. What the high school did is it, like, rounded up all these, like, animals that were basically had been, like, abandoned in the blazes. And they rounded them up and they found about 150 animals. And they took them into this high school. And the high school students are like basically, now their job is like to keep these animals fed. They got gifts of hay, feed and supplies. And all these high school students are making sure these animals get safe and healthy and they're cleaning them up again.
Man, that's what's up. All the way at Vintage High School too, doing something amazingly positive.
Absolutely.
Man. So if you had a farm on your high school, JP, how would you feel?
I would definitely not take that class.
Agreed. I'm with you on that one. Well, man, I got one more positive news story, and it's about one of my favorite holidays and a young boy who has a rare form of cancer. So back in February, the 7-year-old from Portland, Maine was diagnosed with glioblastoma, a high-grade cancer of the spine and brain. The youngster currently spends his days fighting this disease at the Barbara Bush Children's Hospital. So, basically what happened was, Brock's mother, Brittany Horton, came up with a special celebration. They called it Brocktoberfest. Since he loves Halloween so much and he's not doing so well right now, he's not going to be able to go out and, you know, trick-or-treat and stuff. his mom basically put on Facebook, hey, if you guys, if anybody on my friends list would like to send, you know, Brock a Halloween card or anything like that, you're more than welcome to. I know he would really enjoy it. And yeah, she got what she wished for sure. He received over 1,000 pieces of mail. This kid received cards, candy, toys, well wishes from people all over the world, people that weren't even on her, on his mom's friends list. And I thought it was a real awesome story that I wanted to share, because this kid obviously isn't doing too well, but he's beyond happy and excited because of all the things he's receiving. And it just shows you the positive, another positive way we can use social media.
I feel like there's a step missing there. How'd it go from, like, she asked one person to 10,000 cards?
No, she asked everybody on her social media page.
But how'd it go from, how many friends does she have?
I'm not sure, man. I'm only assuming that, like, she pretty much made this heartfelt post, and then people started sharing it, you know, and it just went like wildfire. There's actually a Team Brock fan page, too, you guys can go to if you guys want to send him anything or just check it out and follow up on what he's going to do for Halloween this year. This year, he plans on dressing up as Captain America or the Hulk.
Yeah, that's cool. I never knew those Halloween cards, though. I never knew that.
Yeah, me either until I read this story. I actually thought it was kind of cool, though, because I know I would have won a Halloween card instead of a Valentine's Day card back in the day.
Instead of a Valentine's Day card?
Yeah, man, I love Valentine's Day because, you know, we got the little cards and the candy and stuff, but Halloween is where it's at for me. Get to dress up and be superheroes, Power Rangers every year. Come on.
Okay, Tim. Here's the thing. Halloween isn't a holiday, man.
Man, for me, it is. It's a celebration.
So who were you for Halloween this last year, 2016?
Man, was I the Flash? I believe I was the Flash. You know, the one from the TV series, too. I spent like $300 on my costume.
Jesus, you spent $300 on it and you can't remember who you were?
I'm pretty positive it was this last year. I was thinking it was 2 years ago, but not. I think the wife was Wonder Woman and I was the Flash.
So what are y'all going to do this year?
I'm not too sure yet. Like, this year we definitely behind the ball. Usually we already decided, like, we were hippies 1 year. I think I was Spider-Man 1 year. I mean, we've always, you know, done the couple thing. This year we're behind the game, though. I'm sure we might just get some masks and try to be scary or something.
Maybe I should just reuse your $300 costume.
Oh, man, I'd play dress up with Denise all the time. I'm the Flash around the house, running around saving the world. True story.
Okay.
It's a true story, man. I got her a little Flash costume for her birthday 1 year. So, yeah, she got all kind of dress up close, too.
Why don't you Snapchat that instead of the dog, man?
I might have to change up the Snapchat game. True story.
Yeah. I don't even remember what I was about to say now. That's totally lost there.
My bad.
Oh, you're good. I was going to... I think I was just going to keep poking fun at you. But I can't top that. I was not ready for that one, so... Touché. Oh, man. I was not a huge fan of Halloween. That's what I was going to say. I'm not a huge fan of Halloween. Nah, it's cool.
I believe that.
I haven't dressed up in years. This is years. I usually tell people I'm dressing up as an educated black man to scare everyone. Ha ha.
You know. I giggled.
And I enjoy watching the girls dress up in things, shall we say. That's usually my Halloween experience.
That is Halloween, though. That's, yeah, I hear you.
Anyway...
You got one more for us, right, JP?
Yeah. Instead of hearing about how JP is a party pooper, I have more positive news stories. I have two, actually.
Cool.
I have a boy in Utah. His name is, Matias Romaldo. Basically, he was walking home, and a car full of teenagers drove by, and they kept repeatedly yelling a racial slur at him. The repeated part is kind of, you know, rude. You're following a kid in elementary school and you're in high school and you're just following kids, a kid, and doing racial slurs.
This kid is in elementary school?
Yeah.
Oh, keep it going, JP. I'm sorry. Ugh.
Well, a lot of people felt how you felt, Tim.
Right.
So you know what happened?
Big brother came and whooped. Never mind, let me be quiet.
Basically, 100, like, they had, like, 200 or 300 people walk him home from school to show their solidarity in him.
That's what's up.
So there's people of just about every race, color, and creed that stood behind him and walked him home. Like, this is not us as a community in the whole.
And that's how you stop bullying as a community, for sure.
Absolutely, Tim. Good answer. Good answer.
Man, that was dope.
That happened in Murray, Utah.
Murray, Utah. Never been there.
So shame, shame to the teenagers, and good job to the community.
For sure. Hopefully it's a learning lesson for those teenagers. Let them know that coming together is so much better than actually trying to pull people apart.
And you know, I have to pull basketball into this. The Utah Jazz, you know they have the bear for a mascot?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was even there.
That is so legit. Way to get involved.
Absolutely. And my last positive news story is... it's about college students. There was a school lunch project, and basically its goal of the lunch project was to eliminate students' like lunch debt. And what happened is Fidel Castile, you know who that is, Tim?
Fidel Castile.
You've heard the name?
Yeah, from Cuba, right? That's Castile.
Now, this is the person that was killed by the cops in the video.
I'm thinking of Castro. Wow. Yes, I have heard of the name.
Philando Castile. I'm probably just not pronouncing it right because I haven't had much sleep. That's probably on me. Well, he was a cafeteria manager slash worker. And so after he was, you know, killed by the cops, they started a school lunch project. And it... raised $72,000.
Wow.
And all of that money is going to eliminate students' lunch debt. And I think it's pretty awesome, man. The goal was $5,000. And in the first 2 weeks, they raised $50,000.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. You got to quit selling our goals short, though. It seems like everybody's like, oh, I'm just trying to raise, you know, $2,000. And they end up raising like $2 million.
You know, what's funny about that is in, you know, I try to lift big boy weights, try to power lift. In powerlifting, they always say set a number and then add 100 pounds to it because you're stronger and you realize. It's the same thing with these donations.
That's dope, man. Well said.
So the St. Paul School District, 70% of their students qualify for free lunches. But most of their parents aren't even aware of the program, struggle with the application, or end up in earning a bit too much money to qualify, and still have difficulty paying for the lunches. So about 2,000 students end up owing money at the end of each year. And this $72,000 is basically going to help for a while.
Absolutely, man. That's awesome. And I had a story that I'm probably going to read next time, so make sure you guys look out for it. But it was about an app that actually, I believe, some high school kids made that was supposed to help out with school lunches and stuff for teenagers. So I'll make sure I look that up and bring it up next time, because this is definitely dope. I feel like this is an ongoing theme for everybody across the country, trying to get school lunch paid for everybody.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I'll find a quote if you tell the people where they can find us at, Tim.
Well, I actually found a quote, JP.
Oh, well then I'll tell the people.
Word.
So we are on Instagram at The Positive Truths. We are on Twitter at TPT_podcast. We are on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play, and iTunes. Please leave us a review, 5-star review, please. Subscribe, share, share, share. Like. And I'll bring the energy next time.
We apologize.
Yeah. So Tim, what was your quote?
Man, my quote is nice, short, and sweet. Everything you can imagine is real. By Pablo Picasso.
So I can imagine a world where I get a nap every single day?
Absolutely.
would be the life. Anyway, we're out.
Stay positive.